Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Rolling good, I guess.
Your Jets can't stop losing.
Can't stop, winning, which is losing. I mean, I was actively rooting against them. People who I were, people I was watching the game with were like, wait, I thought you were a Jets fan. They don't, people don't get it. It's so frustrating because they were so bad. They tried so hard to give away the game. They had like a more embarrassing than the butt fumble interception / fumble return. Did you see that play?
Yeah.
Where he threw it backwards and just like bounced off Bilal Powell's head who wasn't looking. And Miles Jack just like walked it 75 yards for a touchdown. And even after that, they somehow didn't win. It was just shocking. But now I think I'm at the point at 2-2 where you sort of have to root for them to beat the Browns. If they lose, you're back on the rooting for them to lose bandwagon because the season's essentially over if you lose to the Browns and you're 2-3 when the schedule's about to get hard. But if they're 3-2, like, you're not getting a top three pick. So I think I'm going to root for them to win this week, which is going to be weird. Maybe you should be rooting for the Vikings to lose and then they'll win.
Oh, God. The second half of that Vikings game, I think, was the most frustrated I've been in a Vikings game since the 2009, the NFC Championship game. They so thoroughly outplayed Detroit. In the second half, just the second half, there were four fumbles, all four of which were recovered by Detroit. And these are all sort of the things that Bill Barnwell talks about are sort of, like regression to the mean, like luck-based things. There was five times that the announcers mentioned, and I think there's a couple more, but I'm biased as a Vikings fan, five times that Detroit had either defensive pass interference or defensive holding that wasn't called. Although they did note that reffing team has last year had called by far the fewest penalties, including the fewest defensive penalties in the league. And they said how teams scout refs the same way that they scout, opponents, which doesn't make sense to me. Like, referees, same in umpires in baseball, where they have different strike zones. Referees' goal should be to be as similar as possible.
Yeah, but just
right?
Human bias.
Like if the league is aware that a certain team isn't calling things, then they should bring that to their attention.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's a lot of back and forth with the league for like what's going on.
Yeah, anyways, the Vikings also, they dropped two Matt Stafford interceptions. One of them was right in Alexander's hands. I don't know. He like bobbled it, and then by the time he went out of bounds, he had secured it. They missed a field goal.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like, the Lions' luck can't continue, where they recover every fumble, they take over.
Yeah, after the game, Adam Thielen was asked if he felt like, what did the Lions do to stop them? And he said, and I agree with him 100%, he said, the Lions did nothing in this game. We lost this. The Lions didn't win. The Lions just incredible luck. Barnwell always loves to point out there's one team, I think it's the Dolphins, who opponent's field goal percentage is dramatically lower than any other team. And Detroit sort of gets that also. I understand last week they had bad luck with the 10-second runoff rule, but such a bullshit win. Detroit, I have zero belief in them. They got the win. The concern as a Vikings fan, obviously, is Dalvin Cook's ACL has gone to the place in the sky where Teddy Bridgewater's ACL lives.
I mean, we're going to see Teddy Bridgewater again before we see Dalvin Cook.
God, so depressing.
Is any chance Bradford's back for next week?
Here's my legitimate question. By the way, it's going to be a Mitchell Trubisky on Monday Night Football for the Bears.
Yeah, well, against you guys. Yeah, that should be fun. I mean, Trubisky, I think day one is better. He outplayed him in the preseason. It was weird that he didn't get the job. I think they promised him the job when they gave him all that money, which is weird because all you should have had to do was give him that money.
Well, the funny thing is the Bears have played very well at home twice and then abysmally on the road twice. So this one's at home. So, if they beat Pittsburgh and lost to the Falcons in the last play of the game, then they should be able to beat the Cook and Bradfordless Vikings. But we'll get to that. Why does God hate the Vikings so much? And I'm asking this as a legitimate question. Did I do something wrong on Yom Kippur? Did Ziggy Wolf do something wrong on Yom Kippur?
Do you come up with your best ideas when you're in synagogue for like 8 hours? Because I do.
Oh, so what good ideas did you have in synagogue on Saturday?
I don't know if I'm ready to unveil them yet, but I feel like any idea I've ever had has come to me while like sitting in shul.
Really? Because I would speculate that you not eating for 25 hours, you would be so overcome with thoughts of food that you wouldn't come up with any other good ideas.
It's true. I did look around during Ne'ilah, which is like towards the very end of the fast. And I was
and see who you could eat in the synagogue?
Like, what? I was like, a pillow. I would like take a bite into a pillow now. But I did have a thought where, like, if someone offered me like most chocolate bars or a piece of chocolate cake, I would politely turn it down.
I was lying with my son on a Friday night, Yom Kippur night, and I nibbled on his ear, and he said to me, "You're not allowed to do that. You're fasting." So he seemed to be concerned I was actually going to eat his ear.
No,
like Mike Tyson style.
You shouldn't nibble on. Yeah. Ear. Okay. I got a draft for us. You ready to hear what it is? It's not sports, so I guess there's no money attached to it this week. But we will have voting for who wins. You could vote. You'll post the teams after the podcast is posted. Okay.
By the way, update on our previous pools. The only one there's an update on. The WNBA Finals going to Game 5 tomorrow night. And I'm up by about 30 points. So you need the Lynx to lose badly, basically.
So let's go team playing the Lynx that I already forgot. The LA Sparks.
Yeah. The Sparks.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so here's the draft. There's a lot of good TV on right now. I noticed that there's, especially comedies, it's like a golden, not a golden age, but like a golden part of the last few years of comedy. And I wanted to draft, we'll each draft our roster of the five best shows on right now. So do you want...
Now, right now means, so if the show is active, but in between seasons like Game of Thrones, it doesn't count.
It shows that are airing episodes within the last week or, you know, currently, you know, not...
And what if the season finale was within the last week? So they're off now for a while.
If the show aired last night, if it was like Sunday night last night, I'll let you have it.
What if last night was the oh, okay, fine. All right. There's one show where the all time the show season, not season, but series finale is next Sunday. So I guess technically it still fits.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think you're going to be drafting that show, so that'll be my last round draft pick.
Yeah, there is some strategy because we know some of what the other person is watching.
Yeah. And I'm really not watching very much right now, so I don't know why you think it's such a great time for TV.
Well, you must be like way off then on your taste, which everyone knows sucks. Must really suck worse than I thought. All right, do you want first pick or next two?
Do we count miniseries like the Vietnam War?
Documentary? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's TV. Anything that would be.
Are you watching
top 10,
that one?
I'm not, but maybe I'd watch it at the end. Like I'd binge it after.
Are you watching the Menendez murders?
What are you giving away your picks for? I'm not. Well, I shouldn't tell you this. This is a strategy. Well, it would be like me asking you for the draft. Like, would you draft Le'Veon Bell? Are you interested in Christian
McCaffrey?
Okay, all
right, I got it.
This is crazy.
Okay, all right, okay,
all right,
fine.
Let's flip it, because whoever gets it gets first pick, because there's too much strategy here for first versus next two.
Okay, you win these stupid questions.
I always get
every
first,
time,
and you get next two. That is weird.
Yeah, call it in the air.
Heads.
All right, flipping. Tails! All right, I'm going to win this one. And that's good, because the first pick is a no-brainer. Yeah. It's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, so the first episode was last night. I'm doing a podcast about it, so we won't talk about it. But you forget how great Curb is.
Yeah, I think I told you this on GChat. There was a scene last night where my wife and I were laughing so hard that we were crying so hard that we had to pause the TV to collect ourselves for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And then we went like back 30 seconds, and then when we got to that scene again, we laughed so hard the same thing happened again. Do you want to guess which line it was? I'll give you a clue. It was the last line in a scene, and it was almost like under breath, like almost like as the transitional music played.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
All right, so next two, I'm going to go with...
Wait, when are you thinking about it?
I also have notes on the episode because I'm podcasting about it. So I'm looking at my notes to see if there was anything in there. I'm all right, Nathan For You. To me, Curb Your Enthusiasm and Nathan For You are going back and forth right now for the best show on the air. I mean, did you see the first episode of Nathan For You?
So I saw like the 45-minute like celebration thing.
Yeah.
Is that the first episode, or was there also an episode last?
No, that's sort of like they're doing a weird thing this year where they normally have 8 episodes, but the last episode he ended up needing to make it 2 hours instead of 30 minutes, so they're only doing like 6 and then that one. So this was probably like just so it would be on the air 8 weeks in a row. Okay. They did that. They probably stitched together that thing last.
By the way, so I saw somebody had tweeted out like which characters in The Office voted for Trump. So this is my new
characters in the TV, the American version of the television show The Office.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So like Kevin voted for Trump for sure. What's her name? I'm forgetting people characters. Angela voted for Trump. Dwight voted for Trump. Things like that. So I like doing that now in all my fictional shows that I watch.
Yeah.
So the guy who hosted the Nathan For You celebration, he definitely voted for Trump.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
The guy who brags about the threesome and also questions the Holocaust's existence.
Yeah. Well, he just wasn't super aware of it.
Yeah.
My guess for which scene you laughed during is when Jerry
not
leaves,
a scene a line
yeah,
a single
which
line.
Line Jerry leaves the lesbian's house when he gets kicked out. Doesn't he say something?
When Larry.
Sorry. By the way, I took notes. You know, for 4 years of Seinfeld. I see here a lot of my notes say Jerry instead of Larry.
Yeah. here, one of my lines, which earned a hearty LOL last night, was when Richard Lewis came on the screen for the first time, I said, oof, Richard looks like my grandmother. And by the way, my grandmother died in 2007. So
all right, well, let's stop talking about Curve because I have a whole nother.
Richard Lewis has aged a lot. Okay, so no, the line was J.B. Smoove. J.B. Smoove, by the way, is I said he's the MVP of the show, but I don't know if his usage rate is high enough. So he J.B. Smoove is sort of like he's sort of like if you have the greatest
reliever with like ERA.
If you have the greatest 3-point shooter in history. Like an 80% 3-point shooter, and you only bring him in for 10 minutes a game, but you bring him in for those 10 minutes, and his plus minus is like plus 400. Mm-hmm. Like he just dominates that show. So the line was when he decides to be Larry's assistant, and when he picks up the phone and says, Larry's office, what the fuck is up? That earned,
that's really
that earned a solid laugh. But then when he said,
yeah, that is really good.
No, but then when he really said, fun. Nah, that bitch got foisted. I could not handle myself.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, the whole thing's amazing. All right, so I got you have Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have Nathan for you.
That bitch got foisted.
With my second pick, I'm going with MTV's The Challenge. They're having such a good season. They got all the cast of characters.
Yeah, but that's such a bad pick because you know there's no chance I'm taking.
Yeah,
that.
I know. So why are you wasting? I'm just picking like based on quality, and I know we probably don't have any more overlap anyway.
But yeah, there's really very little overlap. There's three more shows here that are possible for me. I don't even have five right now, honestly. I'm going to take the one that I think you're also going to take. I don't think it's the best show out there, but it's a strategic pick. I'm going to take Vice Principals.
Okay.
Were you going
to
take that?
No, because I haven't seen it yet. I was going to like wait for a few more to build up, and I was sort of pound it before the season ends.
Oh. Okay. All right. And then for the same reason, I'm going to take Broad City.
Yeah, I was thinking about Broad City. That's tough for me because that was one of my five for sure.
Yeah, Broad City's going into some interesting places.
Yeah, it's a weird. It's weird. I don't know if it's,
they're doing some flashbacks.
Yeah. They're experimenting with the format. Yeah. That's rough. So I'm gonna go with The Good Place. Do you watch The Good Place?
No, I watched season one. I quit because I thought it was very bad. Now I know like Parks and Rec, for example, dramatically improved, and from what I've heard about The Good Place, it's dramatically improved also. I learned a little bit, like, spoiler alert, I learned at the end of season one.
Yeah, I mean, they did something in their season finale that changed the whole series.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite of what it was supposed to be. I heard about that. Yeah, but I'm not watching The Good Place.
Okay, so then...
I'm a bigger fan of Mike Schur on Twitter and in podcast form than his shows, actually. Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine...
Right, you didn't love Parks and Rec. You thought it was overrated. Yeah. I also don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I watched it for a long time, but I finally quit it last year.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched it many years. Yeah. Wait, whose pick is it now?
It's yours. You have The Good Place, and then you get a fourth pick.
I have a fourth pick. All right, with my fourth pick, I'm going with The Chris Gethard Show. It was in my top 10 shows last year. It changed channels. It's on a different channel now. But, you know, once in a while, he'll come up with a really high concept thing that's really good. People will really like that if they...
Is it even on right now?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's an active show.
These active shows, like right now?
Okay. My next show is Friday Night Lights, so that used to be great. Like, yes, it's an active show.
All right, okay. With my fourth show, I'm going to take a show that I know that you don't watch, but it's a show I've really enjoyed, and the penultimate episode was last night. Next Sunday will be the series finale. A very funny show, a very similar to Curb show, frankly, in a lot of ways, and that's Episodes, the Matt LeBlanc show.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you told me to watch it, and I watched it, but I sort of gave up a couple seasons ago. The tone is too similar every episode. The good guys always lose. Like it's always like a negative ending, and then the tone is just extremely similar every episode.
All right. All right, so that's Episodes. And then for my fifth show, I mean, I'm not really watching anything else, honestly. I'll say another show that I know you're not watching but is enjoyable. Here's a show where the tone is way too similar so far. The Deuce. You know, good show, but they need to mix it up a little bit. But I think it's coming. It's the build-up's a little bit slow, but I think it's about to take off.
It's hard for David Simon to make a bad show.
Yeah, well, Treme was bad.
What's the rule on Netflix shows? Because Netflix shows, like, have always... They're either not out or they've already come out.
It's like Big Mouth, for example?
Yeah, can I take BoJack? I mean, it came out in September, so it probably can't take it, right?
Yeah, because anybody who's watching it has already watched all the episodes.
Right.
Because otherwise, I would have taken BoJack.
Except for me, who's still in the middle of it, because I sort of took a break and everything.
Yeah, I would have taken BoJack, but yeah, it hasn't come out in the last week, so.
All right, so I'm going to go off the board, and this is a TV show in the sense that it's on TV, and it wasn't a movie, but it was a one-time thing, but it just came out, so it counts. And that's Long Shot. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
It is a documentary about the guy who was exonerated from a potential death row murder because he appeared on sort of the background footage of Larry with the prostitute at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, yeah. I just watched it, and it's really good.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's only 40 minutes.
But it's not a, so it's a movie, not a TV show.
So, but it was never in theaters. I'm such a dork, because we do, at the end of the year, you and I do our top 10 movies. Yeah. Top 10
by the way, I Googled Long Shot, and the first result is Long Shot book by Mike Piazza.
Yeah. you know, I'm sure it's a great book.
Yeah. All right, that's 40 minutes, so that's easy to bang out.
It was really good. There's a scene in there that'll take your breath away in Long Shot.
Is it the scene of the footage of him at the game? Because that seems like the only relevant scene.
It's so well done, you'll see. Anyway.
All right, so we're the fans are going to vote on who has a better list of five shows.
Oh, did you pick your fifth team yet?
Yeah, I had my 4 or 5 was Episodes in the Deuce.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. So go read your team one more time. I'll read
my team is A Curb Your Enthusiasm, Vice Principals, Broad City, Episodes, and The Deuce.
Right, and it's tough because I think whoever got Curb won, even though Nathan For You is great. So my team is Nathan For You, Long Shot, The Chris Gethard Show. Who picked Broad City? Me or you?
Me.
You. I don't even remember my other.
The Challenge shows. And The Good Place.
MTV's The Challenge and NBC's The Good Place. Yeah. All right.
A lot of confidence you have in your team there.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm going
to
win.
All right. So let's jump to football. So you want to do power rankings this week? Is that right?
No. Next week is power rankings. How about if listeners send Chester their power rankings, you'll include them as a third. Like my rankings, your rankings.
All right. And next week we're recording in person, I believe.
Yeah, but you have to come to me. I'm lazy.
I'm coming 8,000 miles. You can come the last 10.
All right, fine. Yeah, we got to figure it out. We've recorded in restaurants the last couple of times, so maybe we'll just meet at a restaurant.
Yeah, well, we can meet in my sukkah if you want. It's the Sukkot, the festival booth.
Like, I don't know how many podcasts have ever been recorded in a sukkah. That might be cool.
Yeah, I bet there's more than you think. But
there's probably very few.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Listening to a podcast at a wedding, and they were bragging that it's the only podcast ever recorded at a wedding. I'm like, no. The 32 Fans was way ahead of the curve.
Which podcast?
Oh, my God, what was it? I can't believe I didn't tell you when I heard this.
I hope you send an email and say, no, we did a podcast. And, like, it's one thing if you're, like, the last guest invited and you did a podcast. We did a podcast at your brother's wedding.
Yeah.
We killed
it. It's at my brother's wedding. Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. I forget now, which is a gross, poor performance. So the problem is I was so far behind because of August when we recorded and produced 32 of our own episodes. Yeah. I was so far behind on podcasts that I've just been burning through podcasts at a crazy rate the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I have 32 podcasts in my queue that I haven't listened to.
Yeah, and I've been like much more – like usually I listen to every word of a podcast. If I fall asleep during an episode, I'll replay it. Like, no. I've been like deleting podcasts halfway through. If I fall asleep, I'm like
too bad. I'm shocked that you're OCD about something.
Yeah,
like
so I've been listening to so many podcasts.
You don't have a chart. Rob has a listener who keeps a spreadsheet because she listens to like 100 podcasts a week. And like if she stops, she keeps a spreadsheet of what she's up to. And she updates it.
Yeah, and the other thing is because I got this new app where I can play even faster than 2 times. For some of these podcasts, I'm listening at 3 times speed, which is really that's an insane move.
Yeah, well, do you slow it down if you really want to hear it?
Yeah, if it's really good, I'll slow it down. When I'm in the car now, my kids will scream if I play a podcast. No, too fast. It's too fast.
That's funny.
My wife has been there for a while, but even my kids hate me now. So, all right, so. Yeah, so yesterday was a disappointing day for both of us for opposite reasons. In our pick 'em, by the way, I beat you by 1 because you had the Dolphins winning in England, I had the Saints, and you had Cleveland winning at home, I had Cincy. Although you did have Pittsburgh winning in Baltimore, I had that one. So I beat you by 1. So now I'm up 2 weeks to 1.
And we're
you.
Still alive in the pool where we need to pick 4 games against the spread every week, and it's a survivor pool.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost in week 1, but since then we haven't lost.
So, double elimination.
Double elimination. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's jump to this week's games. You have not sent me lines yet. Do you want to do this on the air?
Yeah, we'll do it live. I'll absolutely butcher it, but we'll do it live, yeah.
Yeah, that never works well, but sure. Let's try it that way. All right, so we're going to start. By the way, this week, very interesting. There's only 2 games with big spreads. There was many, many games. I had no idea which team should be the favorite. You know, we had 2 weeks ago where all the road teams were favorites, and that did not work out for Vegas because all the home dogs covered. So I think Vegas, you know, they don't know what to do with a lot of these games, and you'll see. I was less off than I've been the previous couple weeks, but there was only 1 game I got exactly right. So every game I was like off a point one way or the other. So we'll start Thursday night, New England at Tampa. New England now with the same record as your Jets. I don't know what kind of odds you could have got for that before the season started. Tampa has had, you know, barely beating the Giants at home, that's not impressive, right?
No, no. I think if you don't blow out the Giants at this point, you suck.
Yeah, and New England's defense is terrible, so this should be another high-scoring game. I mean, New England's giving up 30 points a game to teams like Carolina and Houston. So if Tampa can't score 30 against them, the over-under in this game should be like 61 at least.
I would go over probably 61.
Yeah. So what's your guess for the line, though, New England to Tampa?
New England at Tampa, I'm going to say the Patriots by 4.5.
Wow. You got that exactly.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's insane to me. New England's 2-2. How do they deserve that?
I'll tell you why. Because if it was 3, everyone on earth bets the Patriots, and I don't think 3.5 changes anything.
I put it at 2.5. At 4.5, I'm taking Tampa for sure. The Patriots can't stop.
You said yourself, what's Brady going to do? Case Keenum tore apart Tampa and then played two other games where he couldn't move the football. What's Brady going to do against
Tampa? Yeah, but we just said, but what's Tampa going to do against the Patriots defense when Houston and Carolina lit them up?
Yeah.
So 4.5, I'm taking Tampa, I'm telling you right now. All right, Buffalo at Cincy. This line also, I got this line was one of the ones I was more off. Quite off, whatever the word is.
Buffalo at Cincy. Buffalo's better.
Yeah. I mean, they just went into Atlanta and won.
Yeah. I'm going to go pick them because I can't make a decision.
Yeah, I'm going to get this one. This line is just wrong, in my opinion. I had Cincy by 1 because I think Buffalo's the better team, but I understand, you know, it's people are a little bit slow to. They have Cincy by 3. Nah, so they think that these teams. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's a terrible line by Vegas.
I'm going to best bet Buffalo because, that's not
tough to trust them. But yeah, it's a bad line.
Ultimately, anything, you know, 3 under 3 either way doesn't really, affect the way I'm going to go, you know, but.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, you're going to have a hard time finding games this week. Cause,
well, yeah. Maybe I'll just, let's see if we can find better games than that.
Yeah, all right. Jets at Cleveland. Two of the worst teams in the league. I don't know. Your Jets are 2-2. Cleveland, by the way, was favored on the road just a couple of weeks ago. And now at home.
I mean, no, the Jets stink. The Jets beat the Jaguars, who were horrible.
The Jaguars are coming off a 44-7 victory.
I know, but they stink. I mean, Bortles is shockingly bad.
Yeah.
He'll have 12 seconds to throw, and then he'll miss a wide open guy. The errant pass will hit someone in the stands. It's crazy how inaccurate he is.
Yeah, as a Marquise Lee owner in every league, I'm not enjoying the Blake Bortles experience.
So this game is in Cleveland. I'm going to say Jets by 1.
Jets by 1. The Jets, who you thought would go 0-16, you now have them favored on the road.
I mean, the Browns suck.
That is crazy to me. You're going to be wrong on this one. I had Cleveland by 2.5 because I thought the Jets are just slightly better than them.
Don't say it's Cleveland by 3.
No, it's Cleveland by 2.
Okay.
Yeah. But you think so you're picking the Jets to cover then or not necessarily?
Yeah, I think the Jets will win.
Oh wow.
I would probably pick
them. So Jets are gonna be 3-2, you're gonna be so annoyed.
I mean they might go 3-13. The problem is they play Cutler again.
Yeah, you have no chance at Darnold. He's done. Forget about it.
No.
Yeah.
I mean we have a chance at him. He's been so bad we might get him in the second round.
So he was playing badly on purpose, you thought, to avoid the Jets.
Yeah, now he's gonna be good. Now the Jets won 2 games, he's gonna really amp it up.
Yeah, now it's gonna end up being that the Jets are gonna get him with like the 6th pick. It's backfired for him. Yeah, exactly. All right, Carolina at Detroit. Two teams that are both are surprisingly 3-1, I think, in the NFC. Detroit, as I said, has been really, really unimpressive in their win yesterday. And Carolina, who everybody was down on after they got blown out at home by New Orleans. And then they go into New England, and Cam Newton all of a sudden comes back alive. So who knows what to predict here.
NFC South is the only division that everyone has a positive point differential. Yes. We're woke the fact that the lines aren't good, but I'm not sure if everyone else is. This game's in Detroit?
This game is in Detroit, yeah.
Lions by 3 has to be the spread.
Lions by 3, you got it exactly. I said 2.5. I thought Carolina was a little bit better. Again,
I know, but I don't think they think Carolina's a little bit better. Plus, Carolina can't score. Carolina is under 20 a game.
Yeah, unless they're playing the Patriots.
They have 7 more points than the Colts right now.
Yeah. All right, we're at 2-2 now, and just a garbage game. Arguably the two worst teams in the league, although San Francisco very nearly with a win in Arizona yesterday. San Francisco at Indy. We had a best bet that Indy would cover 13.5 against Seattle, and they found a way to lose by 28.
Yeah, no,
I think they were outscored 36-3 in the second half alone.
San Francisco at Indy. I mean, Luck is just not going to have any impetus to come back in 2 weeks, which we talked about.
I don't want him to as long as he's not playing this week because I have Drew Brees on bye, so I need Jacoby Brissett to play this week.
Sadder words have never been spoken. I need Jacoby Brissett to play. Jacoby Brissett's mom is like, yeah, I'm indifferent if Jacoby plays. This game is in Indianapolis.
Yes.
I'm going to say Niners by one.
Nine. Okay, so that's another shocking line to me. This is the only one I got exactly correct. It's Indy by two
that's
and a half.
That's ludicrous. We're betting so much money on the Niners.
I mean, they're not good.
Yeah, they're fine.
I guess they're better than it. They're better than Indy, fine.
They're just
fine,
a bad team.
They're
Indianapolis is like is an abomination. They almost beat the Rams, who were really good. They almost beat the Seahawks, who were good, and they almost beat the Cardinals on the road, who were fine.
By the way, the Cardinals are 2-2. Their two wins are both in overtime against these two teams.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals have to be the least impressive 2-2 team in NFL history, right?
No, the Cardinals kind of suck, but like the Niners 3 weeks in a row have just lost a close game.
Oh, I'm just saying, in terms of the least impressive 2-2 start in the history of the NFL, it's got to be Arizona. In overtime, twice beating the two worst teams in the league are your only two victories.
Yeah.
I mean, Arizona's 2-2. They should be 0-6 through four games. That's how bad they've been.
I don't disagree.
It's impossible to come. I mean, yeah, you beat San Francisco, you know, overtime at home. You beat the Colts, you know, did Brissett play that game or was that a Tolzien game? I think that was the Tolzien game, right?
It was Tolzien. Yeah.
So, yeah, Arizona's the worst 2-2 ever. All right, well, we'll get to them. Tennessee at Miami. What to say about Tennessee? You know, I thought we had as a best bet also Houston. We didn't understand why Houston was giving points at home to Tennessee. We thought those teams were even. But then Houston's put up 57 on them.
Right. Mariota, like, who had a good fantasy game but a bad real-life game.
Yeah, he had two rushing touchdowns.
Touchdown.
By the way, a real pet peeve of mine that in our League of Leagues, you decided to devalue interceptions. So, for example...
The whole league voted against you, buddy.
Well, the league is wrong, and I don't care. The league is wrong.
Well, first of all, the whole thing, you want interceptions versus minus three. You're the only person on earth who has that. I hate when you do something no one else does and then get mad that other people...
As it is, quarterbacks are by far the most valuable players in the league. And now...
Yeah. I agree, but nobody else has minus three. So maybe passing yards should be a point for every 50 yards and not 25.
No, minus three works. It's because an interception is a very negative consequence, and it should be. In fact, I would argue that an interception should be minus four. It should be the same as positive of a touchdown. Right, but anyway, all right. Tennessee at Miami. The Dolphins, they go into LA and win in week two. And since then, the last 2 weeks, the Dolphins have been the worst team in football, right?
Here's the thing. Tennessee with Castle and the Dolphins with Kotler are the two worst teams. It's insane because you have games with the Browns and you have games with the Niners and Colts and you have games with the Jets and Browns. All four of those teams are better than these two teams if Mariota's out.
I mean, 40-6 is what Miami's been outscored.
Because Castle is an atrocity.
Miami has scored 6 points the last 2 weeks.
Did you see Castle play at all? I mean,
I saw him on the Vikings 2 years ago. The fact that Colin Kaepernick is not in the league, so Matt Castle, for a team with playoff aspirations.
It's embarrassing, yeah, for the Castle. This is the first guy you could say, like, because people are like, oh, McCown and Hoyer, but like they've been very competent. You can't say it about Castle. He shouldn't be in the league. Even if you're not replacing him with Kaepernick, you actually need to cut him.
Yeah. He's very bad.
There shouldn't be a spread to this game, right? Because we don't know if Mariota's playing, do we?
Yeah, and again, Miami has scored 6 points the last 2 weeks. And they've played the Jets, and they played the Saints. I mean, the Saints have the worst defense in the league. And they shut out Miami.
It had been, I think, 4 years since the Saints had allowed under 10 in a game. Single digits.
Shut out by the Saints is like scoring negative 30 points against the regular
team.
This game's in Miami. Huge home field advantage.
They haven't even talked about replacing Cutler. Like they're not going with Moore yet. Moore is not a bad quarterback.
Is this Miami's first game in Miami?
No,
they didn't have a game in September in Miami.
Oh,
that's
right,
weird,
right.
Isn't it?
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, the truth is Miami last week. I'm gonna say,
has that ever happened? Has a team ever gone the whole month of September without playing at home? I would assume not.
I'm just splitting the baby and going Pick'em for this game.
Pick'em. All right. I'm gonna get this. I had Tennessee by 1.5. It's Tennessee by 3. People are really low on Miami. Okay, so I'm up 4-2 on you. Here's a game between two teams that are identical in so many ways. The 0-4 Chargers, the 0-4 Giants.
It's not even such a bad game.
What do you got here?
There's an 0-4 versus 0-4 game, and it's the fourth worst game of the week.
Yeah. Well, because both of these teams probably deserve to finish 7-9.
Yeah, they're like 6-10, 7-9 teams.
Right. One of them's gonna go 4-12, but they're better than that.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
The Chargers are better than that. I mean, the Chargers lose every game by 2 points. It's just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, they're so similar also. Like, you know, they got the Rivers Manning thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm complaining about the Vikings, but I think being a Chargers fan. The thing is, the Chargers don't have any fans.
What do you do? What do you do if you're the Chargers? Like, they have to leave LA already. It's over.
I mean, they have no fans. That's the thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, they have no fans, and they have no reason to ever get fans. Like, the Rams are the Giants, and they're the Jets, but.
Yeah. They can't go back to San Diego. Nobody cares about them there. What do they do?
Right. St. Louis doesn't want a team. There's nowhere to go other than London.
The London Chargers.
London Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, but Shad Khan wants London.
Harold Rosengard was pointing out how, what do you do at the playoffs? Like, it doesn't really work. Like, you could schedule, you know, a couple home games in a row, then a couple road games, and a couple, you know, but there's really no way to do the playoffs.
If there's a team in London and they have home field advantage in the playoffs.
Or yeah, if they have to go somewhere or if someone has to go to them and it's like, we're not even getting into it.
I mean, let's worry about this when there's a
Ravens and the Dolphins did this week.
Yeah, we got a long time to worry about that.
This game's in San Diego?
No, there's no games in San Diego anymore, but this game's in New York, in New Jersey.
Sorry. Giants by 3.
Giants by 3. That's what I said. Giants by 4. What have the Giants done to earn that? They've done nothing. That's crazy. That's wrong. That's factually incorrect.
Yeah, I mean, they're the same.
Yeah, this is a stupid line. All right, Arizona at Philly. Bird on bird violence.
Bird on bird.
Yeah.
Two teams, like, you're kind of sure are, like, 7-9 teams.
Philly's a 7-9 team?
No, Philly's an 8-8 team.
Yeah, my hot take in the very beginning of 32 fans in 32 days is I said Philly was going to win that division and go to the playoffs, and then I sort of backed off it a little bit more. But right now, Philly, to me, is like a top 6 team.
I mean, listen, their plus minus is plus 11. Like, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, they're not blowing teams out, but they're doing enough to win.
I don't love Philly. I think Dallas wins that division, even though, you know, they lost the Rams yesterday, but maybe the Rams are good.
Dallas is very bad right now.
So where's this game? In Philadelphia?
This game's in Philly.
Eagles by 4.5.
4.5. All right, I'm going to take this. I said 5, and it's 6.5.
Wow, that's very high.
Yeah, I think people are high on Philly, and people are finally learning that Arizona's a bottom 6 team. So
no,
Arizona's very bad.
We just mentioned so many teams that are, okay, bottom 6. You want to do with 6 teams that, like, you could get the first draft pick? Should we do 6 versus 26? You want to do that?
Well, I mean, Arizona, okay, so is Arizona better
than better than the Niners?
I would say no based on what happened yesterday.
They're better than the Niners. They beat the Niners and the Niners.
They beat the Niners at home in the last play in overtime.
Are they better than Chicago?
By the way, the last play in overtime, by definition, every overtime game ends on the last play in overtime.
By the way, the 10-minute overtime is dumb.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. I love it.
You can talk to me about 12, and there's just going to be too many ties. You're going to have a year where there's like 7
but
ties.
But you know that I love ties. Every time a game goes to overtime, all I'm rooting for is a tie. I wish it was a 5-minute overtime. It also makes it more exciting because you got
to
hurry up.
Every time a game goes to overtime, it's funny because they say a tie is like kissing your sister, which, you know, I don't know. I don't know your sister. Maybe that's what you want to do. But
And by the way, that's one of the worst expressions ever, because kissing your sister is not a neutral act.
Right, I know. This is the tie.
Yeah, it's such a bad
like
expression.
Your second cousin or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really don't think there's any family member who's involved here.
There shouldn't be any family. It should be a tie is like kissing like someone you don't find attractive.
The average-ish-est person of the sex you're attracted to, right? The most neutral average, or maybe slightly below average,
yeah,
I guess, because that balance. You're kissing somebody, but they're unattractive.
I mean, kissing in general is gross. No one should kiss, but in general, like the idea.
Hot take.
Yeah. What else?
They're lining up to kiss you, Keeves. All right, so I'm going to beat you on that one. I'm winning 6-3 now. You're in a little bit of trouble. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Biggest line of the week.
Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Yeah. The Steelers by 11?
Okay. Yeah. Not that big. It's 9, and I had 8.5.
Yeah. I went a little high.
Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh finally sort of undid that home road thing with an easy win in Baltimore. Baltimore, by the way, through 2 weeks, so good, and through the next 2 weeks, so bad. So your take on Baltimore looking better and better. Those are the two highest spreads of the week, a 6.5 for Philly and 9 for Pittsburgh. So, yeah, really it's tough this week.
You shouldn't have told me that. That's really like cheating within the rules. Sal doesn't get to hear that stat.
Yeah, all right, I'm hopping you. All right, here's the next one. This is a tough line for me, Seattle at the Rams. The reason it's tough is because the last 3 years when the Rams were a garbage team, they beat St. Louis. They beat Seattle, whether in St. Louis or in L.A. Yeah.
This is a really good
game. And now, all of a sudden, are the Rams good? Were we very wrong on the Rams? McVay's good.
I think, but
is Goff good?
Yeah, McVay is great. I think he's already like a top 3 guy. I think maybe just anybody who McVay has is automatically good.
I don't know. I mean, you really jumped to conclusions on Quinn when his team started 6-0 his first year, and then they ended 8-8. Although the next year they went to the Super Bowl, so maybe that got justified.
Yeah, and I've been high on Adam Gase, who right now you can't really give him a lot of credit. But
so, yeah, so the Rams at home against – and Seattle's been unimpressive except for, you know, the second half against the
– Okay, so the spread is definitely 3.5 for the Rams.
3.5? Wow. Okay, so I'm getting this one also. Yeah, I had 2 because the Seattle's still a better team.
Is it 2?
Well, no, it's actually 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Seattle's nobody respects the Rams yet, and everybody still respects Seattle.
I know. People don't respect them. You can make money by people not respecting the Rams.
Yeah, but the reason this line is tough for me is because, you know, I just think that you have to assume that – I mean, I don't know. How do you pick Seattle here when they lose to the Rams every year anyway, even when the Rams weren't good?
Yeah. No, they're going to win this game. I mean, the Rams – the Seahawks are not going to be able to block – the Seahawks are not going to be able to block the Rams.
So, yeah, the Rams are going to win, you say. All right, so in that case, you're going to take them. All right, so the next game is not on the line right now, Baltimore at Oakland. I think they're waiting to see if Derek Carr is playing. He's expected to play.
If Derek Carr was playing, I'd say it's 8.
Okay, so I said 7.
You know what? But you know what? It would probably be 7 because I'm super low on the Ravens.
On the Ravens, Although, again, Oakland has looked very unimpressive a couple weeks in a row now. So, all right, Green Bay at Dallas. This is obviously the Aikman game. This seems to be the game of the week, Aikman-Buck, 4 p.m. game on Fox. But the Cowboys are very unimpressive lately.
Lately all season they've been unimpressive.
Well, they beat the Giants. Well, yeah, in hindsight, I guess that win against the Giants was not very good. So, and a win at Arizona, not very good. Yeah, so they're 2-2. But
yeah, this is the classic 425 game.
Yeah.
If this game was in Green Bay, I actually think Green Bay might like blow the doors off the Cowboys.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to say Dallas by 1 is the spread.
All right, so I said Dallas by 1 also, and it's Dallas by 2.5. So I don't know what is Dallas just getting lots of public money? That line's wrong.
What are we talking about public money? Who are we, freaking Cousin Sal? Like
I don't know, but just explain to me. Like 2.5 means that people think Dallas and Green Bay are about equal, and that's crazy talk.
Yeah, I agree. They're not equal. Green Bay is my Super Bowl pick, and I'm even more certain they're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, now. Green Bay was my Super Bowl
pick. There's no one else that's good. It's like Atlanta, Kansas City, and Green Bay.
Yeah, I have number 1 in my power rankings right now, Kansas City. And we'll see what they do with tonight against Washington, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, if Kansas City wins, obviously they're number 1.
But sort of by default, because nobody's picking Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl.
Right, and you got to start thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, Kansas City, speaking of which, at Houston, 2 division leaders right now.
I like the fact that Watson's good. I think you really needed another good quarterback in that division.
Bill O'Brien, by the way, needs to be fired again for having started Tom Savage over Watson.
It's
impossible.
It's really crazy.
He's supposed to be an offensive genius. He watched these guys in the preseason and in training camp, and he thought that Savage was a better quarterback.
Savage. That's
just nuts.
This game is in Houston, so I'm going to say Kansas City by 1.
All right, so... Yeah, that's what I said also, especially because Houston was an underdog against Tennessee last week, so we know that they're not respecting them yet. And they're respecting them even less than we thought, because it's actually Houston by 1.5. Or, excuse me, Kansas City. Kansas City by 1.5.
Oh, okay, fine. So, I don't think it moves it more than a half point if Kansas City wins.
Yeah.
It might become Houston by 1.
Well, Houston literally just won 57-13, so you'd think they'd get some credit, but not yet.
Yeah, right. And the truth is the blowout was on before Castle. I think it was 37-14 when he came in.
Yeah. And he's not to blame for the 57. The 57 is.
Watson's not getting any worse. That team is going to be a nightmare in the playoffs, I think.
All right. And then.
Listen, they've been making the playoffs without Deshaun Watson. They've been making it with friggin' Osweiler. They're going to be good.
Yeah. All right. And then the Monday night game, as we said, the debut of Mitchell Trubisky against, I think, possibly Sam Bradford, but might be Case Keenum. It will not be Dalvin Cook.
Is there a chance that Teddy starts the 7th game of the year or no?
No. I don't understand. People are saying that he can come off the pup list. If there was any chance of him coming back, the Vikings would not have not exercised their option on him. I don't think he's playing.
Oh, you mean he's a free agent for sure at the end of the year?
Yeah, he's a free agent for sure. They renounced his option. I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, he could start for the Jets next year.
Whatever.
Since they're going to have like the 10th pick. Where's this game? Minnesota?
This game's in Chicago. As we said, Chicago's been good at home their first 2 games.
Yeah.
Small sample size.
Minnesota by 1.
All right, I said Minnesota by 2, so I'm going to get this one. It's 3.5.
Well,
so I beat you 11-5,
and you hammered me in the TV draft. I'm still kind of upset about that.
It was your draft. It was your draft, your idea, and then you forgot who you wanted to take halfway through.
Yeah,
so bad job by you. All right, so I'm up 4 weeks to 0 on you,
Yeah, this was like the Indianapolis Colts of episodes.
Yeah. I feel like. Well, I tell you, you got to pick the spreads ahead of time because you got to think about them a little bit. If you're just doing it off the cuff, it's
yeah. You got to remind me. You didn't even send me like the annoying. Yeah.
No, I haven't been sending you that. You've been doing it on your own volition so far this year. So next
week, hopefully in person. Are you going like traveling with your family?
I don't know. It's not like we come to Israel once or twice a year, so it's not like we come there all the time. And my wife said we have to buy a guidebook so we can come up with things to do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
wife brings up a guidebook, I would head for the hills.
I mean, I agree with her. Like, we need new things to do, but the guidebook isn't going to have like off the beaten track. The guidebook's going to have like everything, like the first thing that tourists do who haven't been to the country, like you know, a million times.
No one's going to, I mean, some of our people, but not all. Like, so you don't ever have to build the sukkah, right? Because you just come here to your parents.
Yeah, somebody asked me about that because, you know, we just moved. And so some of the other people who just moved into our neighborhood were asking me that. And I said, you know, honestly, I don't envision purchasing one for many years,
right.
Hopefully.
This may not shock you. It may. But I don't know how to build the sukkah. My wife builds our whole sukkah.
Yeah.
I just come and I flick one of the sock up so like I can pretend I built it at the end.
There's no physical activity that you do in your house. Your wife does everything, right?
That's correct. There's no physical activity that I do in my house. I don't do physical activity even out of my house. Like, other than like walking.
All right. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I have nothing to say other than I hope the Jets go 2-14.
Yeah. So at a certain if they win this week in Cleveland, they're now 3-2. Are you forced to start rooting for them to try and weasel their way into a wild card spot or no?
Yeah, I hope they make the playoffs if they beat Cleveland. Yeah.
Oh, you do.
I hope they go to Houston in week one of the playoffs and lose 42-0, and Watt actually physically murders McCown.
As a Bulls hater, right? You're in the same situation I had with Mike Tice, or I have that now with Paul Molitor, where like the one downside of your team making the playoffs when it's unexpected is now you can't fire the coach who you know doesn't deserve to be the coach.
By the way, Dalvin Cook officially out for the year.
Poor one out. Whatever.
Listen, Latavius Murray's competent. He's an okay backup. But do you make a trade? Can I represent the Jets? You represent the Vikings? We'll make a quick trade. I'll give you one Bilal Powell. What would you give the Jets for Bilal Powell right now? Averaged 5.2 yards per carry last year with a bad offensive line.
I mean, the Vikings have. They don't. A sixth round draft pick, they're not getting more than that.
Yeah.
You think they're getting a fifth round draft pick?
Yeah. I would definitely do it for a fifth round draft pick.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah. A fifth rounder? I mean, Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon are fine, although
than Murray and McKinnon. So he immediately.
I mean, Latavius Murray was a Pro Bowl. I don't know about that.
Yeah, he was, but Latavius Murray's shot, I think. I'm not sure he has any.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
he's old, but he has. He's actually young. He's old. He's 27 years old for running back, but he's younger than Powell, but he's got more miles on him.
Yeah, I don't know. McKinnon had a bad fumble. There was in the third quarter, the Vikings fumbled the ball, and then the next possession, they fumbled the ball in the first play. The Vikings went like 10 minutes without having more than a one play drive because they kept fumbling over and over. And then one of the fumbles was Dalvin Cook, it was one of those fumbles where he just gave up the ball. Like he. It was a non-contact injury, and he starts reaching for his knee before he's even down. He, like, released the ball to hold on to his knee. So, obviously...
Yeah. Oh, I was watching, and I caught it right away. The second I realized... Because something was so
you know he's in a lot of
pain
when that happens.
Right. This happened to the Jets with Santonio Holmes once. Like, not only do you lose Cook for the year, you lose the ball in that play. Holmes caught a pass, had a non-contact sort of, like... ACL tear and just put the ball down on the ground, and the Niners picked it up and ran it in for 30 yards for a touchdown. So like it blew them the game, and like then you didn't have your top receiver.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's what happened to the Vikings. It's a bad situation. Ugh, whatever.
All right, football stinks. Like there's no enjoyable part of
look, basketball's coming in less than 2 weeks because it's coming up insanely early.
You know what made me happy, by the way? There's a lot of Patriots actually kind of made me mad. Like there was a lot of Patriots fans saying like, ooh, this is what it's like to be a fan of like you know, like a bad team. Like we're back in the NFL.
Oh, fuck you, Patriots! I hate them so much.
You're right. What's annoying is Bill Simmons has. I don't know if you've noticed, has gone on the NFL's bad kick.
Yeah,
have you noticed this?
Yeah,
he's turned on the NFL, even though like they're still like paying the bills in his dumb company.
Well, he sort of turned on them, you know, a couple years ago when he got suspended by ESPN for making fun of Goodell. So
right, but now he's like the NFL sucks and it's going to die soon. And what's going to happen is the Patriots are going to, like, let's say the Patriots, like, miss the playoffs. Like, Brady missed a few games. They went, like, 9-10, missed the playoffs. He's going to be like, oh, I'm not even – the playoffs are unwatchable. The NFL sucks. It's over. This is it, you know? Like, the Patriots fans – remember when, like, the Braves stopped being good after being good for over a decade? and like they couldn't get 12 people to the ballpark. Yeah. Like that's going to be the Patriots. They're the Pink Hat fans are going to be gone. Well, like everyone's going to be gone, and they're going to be like irrelevant, and they're going to be whining about the NFL. We're going to take names of people who aren't watching and who are, you know, the Pink Hat Patriots fans when they're bad again. Hopefully, starting right now.
Yeah, Mike Clark's going to be done with them. He's going to find a new team. Maybe it'll be the Jets. Sam Darnold.
How about the Chiefs? Mike Clark.
Oh yeah.
We set him up with Cole. He'll teach him all about the Chiefs, and away we go.
Yeah. By the way, we need an update from Cole on how his Tinder date went.
Yeah, Cole, next week give us a Tinder update for the podcast. Alrighty, it's been real, Chester. Right. I'll see you in person next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Sisters, brothers and the whiteys, blacks and the crackers, police and their backers, they're all political lackers. Hurry, people running from their worries, while the judge and his juries dictate the law that's partly flawed. Cat calling, love falling, fussing and a cussing. Top billing now is killing. For peace, no one is willing. Kinda make you get that feeling. Everybody smart, smart, use the pill and the dope. Educated fools from uneducated schools.
We're all gonna go. I say is true. This ain't no way it ought to be. If only all the masks could see. But they keep talking about don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry.